The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, September 29, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel described his participation in the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly as an opportunity to raise the voice of the southern nations and break the attempts at isolation. The president stated on national television that during his stay in New York, he defended the interest of the members of the G77 plus China, in addition to reaffirming Cuba's will to build socialism and denouncing the unjust economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States. He explained that the Cuban delegation also participated in other side events, such as the Sustainable Development Goals Summit, the High-Level Dialogue on Financing for Development and Climate Change, among others. He added that the Cuban delegation's presence angered some U.S. government institutions, as well as the vulgar and demobilized counter-revolution that tries to boycott the agenda. The support from abroad sectors of U.S. society was much more visible. The Communist Party of Argentina expressed its support for Cuba after a terrorist attack on the Cuban embassy in the United States, an action that the organization described as very serious in a message released. The Communist Party of Argentina noted that the attack is part of a climate of growing promotion of hatred, authoritarianism, and wars from the cynicals of Yankee imperialism, which encourages the policies of an extreme right wing that combines new forms of fascism and neoliberalism throughout the world. From Argentina, a nation that faces the real danger of that terrible ideology reaching the government, we are in full solidarity with our revolutionary sister Cuba, a substantial part of our Latin American and Caribbean region, the message stated. The Communist Party of Argentina also demanded the end of the blockade and Cuba's removal from Washington's unilateral list of alleged sponsors of terrorism. The Fourth International Conference on Child Protection Pro Infancia 2023 will end in Havana this Friday after debates and exchange of experiences that will contribute to building a culture of communication on these issues. Some 50 foreign experts and 150 Cuban researchers are attending the event, which opened at Havana's Palco Hotel on September 27. The meeting, convened by the Ministry of Interior under the auspices of the United Nations Children's Fund Office, has been a new opportunity to strengthen collaboration. The second head of the Ministry of Interior Directorate of Attention to Minors, Colonel Luciana Calixtro, said. The scientific program was developed in plenary sessions with exceptional interventions, keynote speeches, debates on papers, panels, and roundtables, and participants toured centers specialized in child protection. As part of the revival of relations currently underway, the Federation of Industries of the State of Sao Paulo hosted the Brazil-Cuba Business Forum for 2 days. The event was attended by a Cuban delegation of some 27 members, 50 Brazilian companies, and VIPs. At the event, experiences of Cuban and Brazilian companies with successful results were shown, thus opening horizons for future relationships. A business round was also held at the Federation of Industries of Sao Paulo headquarters. Antonio Luis Caricarte, president of the Cuban Chamber of Commerce, explained that his country is currently beginning a recovery based on tourism and measures adopted, including a national development plan with priorities that, in the opinion of experts, are preferences for Brazilian businessmen. As part of the visit, an agreement was signed between the Chambers of Commerce of Cuba and Brazil and between the Cuban Medical Services Company and the Single Federation of Oil Tankers. French ambassadors to Cuba, Laurent Burin Dergossier, toured in the Cuban city of Cienfuegos, institutions of great social and cultural value, founded by French settlers in 1819. As part of his visit, he learned the particularities of the collaboration between France and Cienfuegos, with several local development projects linked to the French Development Agency and the Cuba-France Cooperation Organization. The visitors were able to see some of the results of 17 years of work and links of decentralized cooperation with France, and learned about a project to promote the use of clean energy supported by the French Electrical Workers Foundation. Burin Dergossier noted that there has been very intense economic cooperation since the visit of the President of France, François Hollande, to Cuba in 2015, and of the President of Cuba, Raúl Castro, to France in 2016. Since then, the French Development Agency has many projects in Cuba regarding health, agriculture, energy, and drinking water, especially in Cienfuegos. And in the international agenda, we have that. Some 160 members of the Puebla group, including several former presidents from Latin America and Spain, are attending the opening session of the 9th meeting in the Mexican City, where this political and academic forum was initiated in 2019. According to organizers, the sessions will last until October 1st under the motto, "In Unity, We Move Forward." On this occasion, the work of the 9th meeting will deal with the progressive international policy agenda and several proposals for which they will work to consolidate the region's unity. Such proposals include the creation of a common currency, new multilateralism, the convergence of its sub-regional integration organizations, and the new solidarity model of development, among others. Meanwhile, Gustavo Petro's government will present its new drug policy at the second Colombia European Union dialogue in Brussels. According to the Foreign Ministry, the Colombian delegation, headed by Minister of Defense Ivan Velasquez, will promote the process initiated during the Latin American and Caribbean Conference on Drugs held in Cali in early September, when it was agreed to make a roadmap and set up a monitoring group with a view to reaching new messages and consensual proposals on the world drug problem before multilateral bodies. This includes the midterm review of the 2019 Ministerial Declaration of the 67th Commission on Narcotic Drugs. Colombia intends to generate spaces for inclusive, frank, and multidisciplinary dialogue and reflection on the world drug problem on the basis of admitting that the punitive and criminalizing approach has failed to reach the expected results. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.